How about N9LAP, Mike? Give us some chatter.
B9GKZ, and the vintage soybean knit. I'm sorry, I have a mouthful of bacon. You told me to try to eat so I didn't have to leave the net, so I did it. And then Doug screwed it all up. I would have had my breakfast done. I lit a spatula on fire over the flame, and my wife is a little mad. I was trying to help cook to speed things up. And I set the end of the spatula too close to the flame, and it caught fire. So then I took one of her good drying towels to dry dishes, grabbed it, and picked it up, and the molten black plastic got over that. So she said, well, now you've destroyed the spatula and the dish towel. Take your breakfast and get the hell out of here and go back on your stupid radios. So, anyway, that's where I am. This morning I'm running the FT-101E, and it isn't malcolmized, it's padized. And anyway, so I'm using an MCL-2000 National Linear Amplifier with a pair of 4CX-250Bs in it, and a Turner Super Sidekick microphone for audio fidelity. And yes, I know that 2000 didn't come with 4CX-250Bs. It's a modification, a good one, because you can just drop tubes in it for no money, which is nice, and get lots of power, get 1,000 watts out of a pair of them. Anyway, thanks for running the net, Pat, as we come to the end of the, what is it, one more net you run after this? Oh my goodness, this is getting kind of scary. And then you'll become one of the guys like an ex-smoker on the sidelines. That's going to be the funny part. So that's all I have to say about that. And good to hear everybody in there. I'm getting good signals this morning from just about everybody. Those guys in Ohio were coming in great. WB9GKZ, this is N9LAP.